Thank you, Chair. And in light of the general comments that have been offered this morning, I might express the position of the United States that the Treaty on Business and Human Rights is not the appropriate forum to be establishing or debating the existence of human rights, such as right to a clean, healthy environment and other issues that are being discussed in other fora. We think that we could more productively spend our time focusing on issues that relate specifically to business and human rights while those discussions take place elsewhere. With regard to Article 6.1 and Article 6 in general, we appreciate that the text here is more streamlined than in the previous draft, but this article remains an example of the type of provision that could prevent states from joining the LBI if it remains as drafted. For example, under Article 6.1 and 6.2, states could be found to be in violation for failure to regulate effectively if any business within its jurisdiction is implicated in any human rights abuse. So to make the provision something states are more likely to be able to sign on to and realistically implement, in both 6.1 and 6.2, the word shall, we would propose to be replaced with should take steps to. And I think that's consistent with, I think it was Morocco who indicated that in Article 6.3, the word shall should be replaced with a phrase that relates to the progressive achievement of the goals in that article. Also, with regard to 6.2, we note that when ensure is used in the text to require outcomes, that could be problematic because those outcomes cannot, as a practical matter, be guaranteed in all cases. And so states would be undertaking an obligation that they may not be able to fulfill. And so in 6.2b, rather than ensure, we think the text should say enhance. And in 6.2c, we think that the text should say, instead of ensure, strengthen. Similarly, in Article 6.3, I think we would support there, if I'm not wrong, Morocco's suggestion, although I may have that in the wrong article. Oh, 6.2, sorry. I did have that in the wrong article. I apologize. We don't have any comment further on 6.3. 6.4, the word shall at the beginning should be replaced with should. And here, as we mentioned before, different governments are taking different approaches to mandatory measures regarding business and human rights, which may or may not include mandatory due diligence. Indeed, even yesterday, if I didn't mishear, when we heard from our colleagues from the European Union, they said that companies should pay attention to people at heightened risk. And so we think that using should here would better reflect the approach that states are taking. And then finally, in 6.5, we also think that the text would be better if it stated each party should take necessary measures. And this is an example of one of the situations, as we discussed yesterday, where allowing for consistency with domestic legal and administrative systems could also make sense, but we'd be open to drafting suggestions, but we think the easiest solution here is to just replace shall with should. Thank you.